from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
In the opening verse of Don McLean's American Pie, there are three lines that are in need of echoing today in the wake of unimaginable tragedy. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. Over his 31 years of life and more than 800 NHL games, Johnny Gaudreau earned his chance by winning almost everything he possibly could. And he made people dance and he made people love the game because of how he played. His 29-year-old brother, Matthew, was right there with him in hockey, in life, and so tragically now in death. The Gaudreau brothers were struck and killed while riding their bicycles last night in their home state of New Jersey. And everyone in the hockey world is grieving with and for the Gaudreau family today. This is not the Friday episode of Sabres Live we wanted to share today. Marty, it seems very almost trivial to get into someone's career statistics at a time like this. So I don't think I plan on doing that right away, but it's almost inevitable in trying to describe the impact of this player, the impact that this tragic event has on his family, on the Columbus Blue Jackets, on the NHL, on USA Hockey, every entity within the game that the Gaudreau family has touched for so long. We have heard this name for so long in the game.
Yep.
And against so many odds, he made it, and he was a superstar.
Yeah.
You're
right. I didn't know Johnny Gaudreau at all. Maybe I met him a couple of times, but I didn't know him. But I feel like I did.
Yeah.
Because I've known, like, the hockey community, you know, one person in the hockey world, you seem to know all of them. You know, they're all people that are big hearted, that work hard, that are, you know, just entrenched in their family and love one another. And, you know, so I didn't know Johnny Gaudreau, but I feel like I knew him. And when I was woken by a text from my son, actually, this morning, because he gets up early and he goes, is this true? Because the reports hadn't been confirmed yet. And the news from the league and the Columbus Blue Jackets hadn't been sent out yet. He had just seen something on social media. I had no idea. And I was completely shocked. And I had to sit back down a couple of minutes before kind of gathering myself. It almost felt like it shouldn't have happened. And then it goes into, like you said, where's your kind of remembering of Johnny Gaudreau and wanting to kind of share the moments that made him such a big name, Johnny Hockey? But then you flip, you're like, no, it's not about hockey. It's about, you know, the person, the father, the son, the brother, that he was, 31 years old with two young child and
his wife and his sisters and
two sisters. One that was getting married today at 1:45 this afternoon. They were supposed to celebrate the love of his sister Katie and her husband, and that's why they were all together in New Jersey. That it and then you start digging a little bit more about, okay, 2 years ago Johnny Gaudreau decided after an amazing season with the Calgary Flames, where he had 115 points with the Calgary Flames on a line with Matthew Tkachuk. You know, it was like, okay, I want to get closer to home because I don't see my family enough. It's hard for my parents who still work to take longer period of time to come in to Calgary, and for my sisters and for my brother to be able to come and see their grandchildren and their nieces and nephew and all of that. And so I want to get closer to home. And there was some criticism of Johnny Gaudreau. Like, oh, come on. Like, you want to leave Calgary. You don't like Calgary. No, it wasn't about that. It's about he loved his family, wanted to be closer. He wanted everybody to be able to enjoy his family and for him to be able to enjoy them. And to know that this happened when there was a family celebration is devastating to the hockey world, but devastating to the Gaudreau family. To know that they not only lost Johnny and Matthew, who's not even 30 years old yet, who's going to be 30 in December. I mean, that is devastating to a family, devastating to the hockey family, but devastating to the Gaudreau family. And that's where my head went this morning, is just thinking of his mom and dad and everybody that was gathered for his sister's wedding.
It really is unimaginable.
Let me share something from Brian Burke, who, as we all know, can be as loud as he wants to be to make sure he's been heard. But
big heart, though. Big heart, the, Brian Burke.
Has the biggest heart and understands full well the loss, unfortunately, of his son in circumstances not unlike this. Tragic, young, unimaginable. Brian wrote today, "My heart goes out to the Gaudreau family after the tragic loss of Johnny and Matthew. I was lucky enough to have Johnny with the Flames and with USA Hockey, and it cannot be overstated just what a joy it was for everyone involved to have Johnny Gaudreau on their team. First and foremost, Johnny was always the first to raise his hand to give back to his community. When we had any charity requests, we always knew he would say yes without hesitation. His love of family, friends, and alma mater was always apparent and was clearly the driving force in his life. What I will remember most was his happiness, enthusiasm, and kindness that radiated through the locker room every day. There are few players in hockey history who matched his passion and love for the game of hockey. His talent on the ice was enhanced, not diminished, by the fact that he was having fun out there. The entire Gaudreau family is in our thoughts and prayers as they navigate this incredibly difficult time." Those words from Brian Burke.
And a lot of others, Duffer, has had the amount of
outpouring
and outpouring love and thoughts. And, you know, we always say thoughts and prayers, but really in that sense, there's, I always feel like sometimes it's overused, but right now that's what I keep seeing, is that the love of many, many different reporters, journalists, hockey people, non-hockey people, Mike Trout, who grew up in South Jersey, baseball guy, but, you know, kind of in the same area as the Gaudreau family and where they grew up, posted something. It's very, very felt by everyone. And I hope that the Gaudreau family feel it too, which is going to be hard because they were firsthand knowing how loved and loving Matthew and Johnny were. I go back to, you know, when you think about it. So his father coached at, played some hockey in college and then coached at Gloucester High School, Catholic High School, in right outside Philadelphia in Jersey. And that's where Johnny played some high school. And Matthew played, you know, 100 and some ECHL game, about 30 odds AHL game. But in his 20s, decided, you know what, I'm not going to continue to play. I'm going to coach. And so he coached in the North American League with the Philadelphia Rebels. And then, but last year, took over as the head coach of the Gloucester Catholic High School, the school that they played at and that their dad coached at. And I'm like, this is a young man that, like Johnny, like everybody, wanted to give back, to his community, to where his roots were. So that is very, very hard because I didn't know Matthew at all. I, like, you know, you would have asked me, does Johnny Gaudreau have a brother? And I wouldn't have known. And I, not that I had done enough research on it, but I wouldn't have known. And now you know that and you say, this is, you know, somebody that was just like his brother, was a big-hearted person and was willing to give back like Johnny did so much as well. And then the other thing I thought of is, I was, and I've mentioned this before, I played with Derek Bougart when we lost Boogie in May of 2011. And, you know, when Boogie passed, it was at his sister's graduation. You know, they had a dinner, a family dinner, and unfortunately passed overnight. Like, I felt so, so heartbroken for the Bougart family that we're all together, the brother, the sister, the mom, the dad, everybody, to celebrate such a joyful event that his sister had graduated from a big university and, you know, was moving on. And so now the same type of setting is, was for the Gaudreau family. It was celebrating, you know, his sister Katie getting married this weekend. So that's not just for now. That's going to be for the rest of their lives, that when it comes around and you think about relationships and marriage and all of that, you're going to think about Johnny and Matthew and that family and the day that was yesterday.
Johnny and Matthew not only elevated their high school to, I believe, a state championship for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. They played together at Boston College for a year. It was after Johnny had already won the national title at Boston College, but then Johnny went on, of course, Johnny would win the Hobey Baker
that year,
would jump right into the NHL. Mm-hmm. You know, in the last 20 years, and again, I apologize if any of this seems terribly trivial in the moment, but I do want to mention things like this only to remind and impress upon people who didn't know, because we do forget sometimes, you know, not every recording artist always puts out a hit every year, right? Like the hit makers, like sometimes the hits run for a decade, you have a little dip, and sometimes it comes back, right? And you're reminded of the greatness. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I feel like Johnny Gaudreau had that chance with his friend and former teammate Sean Monahan coming back this year with him in Columbus, right? But Johnny jumped into the NHL with the Flames, was immediately on an all-rookie team, led the team in playoff scoring in his first year in the NHL. The Flames have only won two rounds in the last 20 years. Gaudreau was a part of both of them.
Yep.
One time in his first NHL season, one time when the Flames were so good a few years ago in the regular season, and they had the hardest, arguably the hardest first-round matchup I've ever seen, given how well Jake Oettinger played. It still resonates to me as one of the greatest goaltending performances I've witnessed in a series in the last 5 years. And Johnny Gaudreau was there to score in Game 7 in overtime to take that immense weight off of the Flames. There's so much pressure when you play in Canada. So much pressure when Connor McDavid was now lining up on the other side. And they would lose to McDavid and Draisaitl in the next round. But the pressure that the Flames were under that year to win, and Johnny Gaudreau, of course, was the guy that scored in Game 7 in overtime. Yeah. These are just little snippets of how Johnny always found himself in the winning moments, right?
High school, freshman would be college. Like he scored in the third period to go up 3-1 and seal the victory. Like, and it was a one-on-one dangling through the feet and backhand, and it's like, wow. And like I Gord Miller, Ray Ferraro were saying that, like, when they saw him at the World Juniors and they were like, who is this
anyone
kid? Like, and like, he's just this little kid. And then they saw him on the ice. They're like, whoa, Johnny Hockey, like, just gets you out of your feet. Incredible talent. And so you're right. Like, it seems trivial sometimes to just say, hey, look at what he's been able to accomplish, despite the fact that a lot of people would put probably 20 other players ahead of Johnny Gaudreau since the 2014-15 season in the last nine seasons and say, oh, well, there's this guy. Johnny Gaudreau, since he entered the league, was ninth in scoring. He's ahead of Ovechkin and Pasternak and Stamkos and Claude Giroux and Barkov and all those guys. He was only behind Marchand, Panarin, Kane, Crosby, MacKinnon, Draisaitl, Kucherov, McDavid. Like, that's how good of a player he was. Calgary is in the Western Conference. A lot of people in the East Coast maybe didn't see as much of Calgary. And in the last 2 years, Columbus, who was going through some harder times, maybe didn't watch a lot of Johnny Gaudreau. But I sure did. And I was like, oh, this guy is always, always going to be that player you have to circle. And he was that good. So that to me is in... And I feel then the other side of me feels for the Columbus Blue Jackets organization, right? Because it was 3 years ago that they lost Matthijs Kivlenyks, the goaltender, in a tragic summer incident. And now 3 years later, they lose another one of their players. And it's just, I feel for the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Columbus community. Like, we know when we lost RJ a year ago, it was the Western New York, Southern Ontario community that felt that loss. It wasn't just the hockey, it was the community. And Columbus is a sports town. Columbus is a hockey town. And Columbus love and support one another just like we do here in Buffalo and Western New York. And to see now twice in the last 3 years this happen, I really feel for, you know, John Davidson and the Columbus Blue Jackets and their organization for the losses that they have.
Their new general manager is Don Waddell, who went through this tragedy in Atlanta.
Yeah.
The loss of Daniel Snyder. And when you think of how small an actual hockey organization is, meaning the number of players that actually earn the honor of wearing the jersey, and to think that they've lost Kivlenyks and now Gaudreau in such a short period of time. I know hockey and sports is a microcosm of life in the bigger picture. And unfortunately, our national and global reality is that this is literally happening every hour, everywhere in the world, right? Loss is unimaginable. But when it's such a small organization in the big picture, which a hockey team is, which a sports team is, And again, you mentioned, and it's really the only fair way to put into context where Gaudreau stood among his peers, which is from the moment he entered the NHL, while acknowledging that the last 2 years have been incredibly difficult for Columbus and at many times Johnny to represent the same way he did elsewhere. Prior to arriving in Columbus the last 2 years, when Johnny left Calgary, he was sixth on that list of NHL scorers since he entered the NHL. Like, you can imagine who the six in front of him are. Like, this is a player that we talk about it all the time, Marty. Do you know how hard it is to be a first or second team All-Star at the end of the year? Johnny Gaudreau was a first team All-Star a couple of years ago in his final year in Calgary. Johnny Gaudreau was an all-rookie team. Johnny Gaudreau twice missed by this much being a finalist for the Hart Trophy, league MVP. He was fourth in voting twice. Do you know how hard and rare that is? How many guys would ever in the history of the game be able to say that they were in the top five in Hart Trophy voting? Not once, but twice. And this is all, again, it's unimportant in the immediate aftermath of such a tragedy and the loss of life of Johnny and his brother Matthew. But the reason we're so shocked today is that this is one of the biggest, most impactful names in the game. And I don't say that just because we sit here and talk about people within the game. The beauty of sports is that no matter where you play, where you find yourself in the team dynamic, you're going to earn fans because of who you play for. You play for our team, right? And it never ceases to amaze us when we sit in an arena and we see the names on the backs of jerseys and think, oh my gosh, the fact that that person is remembered for this and for that and for... But then there's the superstars who sell more jerseys because they impact the game even more than everybody else. And Johnny Gaudreau impacted far more often than almost any player in the league in the last decade. And he, at the age of 31, and his brother, at the age of 29, are no longer with us today.
It's also being a role model and a source of inspiration for others, right? Like Johnny Gaudreau, I don't want to say I compared him to, but I look at Danny Briere as somebody that dealt in the same way of Johnny Gaudreau. Oh, he's a good junior player. He's a good high school player, but once he gets to junior, it's not going to be the same. Oh, he's a good high school player, junior player, but when he gets to college, it won't be the same. Great college player, but when he gets to pros, it won't be the same. Like Danny Briere did all of that because they were smaller.
Marty St. Louis.
Like Cole Caulfield tweeted something about always my hero, about Johnny Gaudreau. Why? Because Cole Caulfield was a smaller player, and he looked up
USA
to Johnny
Gaudreau,
and he was like, if he can do it, I can do it. And, you know, to be able to identify with somebody that is paved that way and blazed that trail and all of that, Johnny Gaudreau did that. And he did that by, you know, winning a Hobey Baker Award. And, you know, you look at, not all Hobey Bakers are superstar in the NHL. It doesn't always translate, but when Johnny Gaudreau won it in 2014, Jack Eichel won it the year after. You look at Cale Makar won it a few years later, Adam Fantilli, Macklin Celebrini. Like, that is top-end talent. And Johnny Gaudreau was able to use that and use that platform to help others just say, keep working hard. Keep, you know, putting all your efforts. Keep being disciplined. Like, guys laugh because I believe it was last year there was a wedding and Johnny Gaudreau was at the wedding. And, you know, because he's smaller, he was on somebody's shoulder dancing. But, you know, everybody's got their shirts off and partying, and Johnny Gaudreau is still in his, you know, tux and suit. But he's like that little guy that's like, I'm going to have fun. But he was very, very disciplined, very, very dedicated to his craft, to his sports, to his family, to everybody. And so that even makes it even harder to know the circumstances as to which all of this happened. he was just biking around with his brother, you know, a late evening in New Jersey, just, you know, enjoying the time with the family after a rehearsal dinner that they have had at a practice at the church for the wedding that was supposed to be today for his sister Katie. So, yeah, that is what a role model is. And Johnny Gaudreau is a role model for a ton of people.
People that observe this game do so from many different positions. It's again, the beauty of sport, the opportunity to be just a fan. Some of us are incredibly lucky to live in the world where we see it and talk about it literally on a daily basis. But one thing that we often do through this show and others is canvas the opinions of others for their insight when players are making the rise up the ranks. What do they project to as a prospect? What do you see this player as? One of the key aspects of scouting, of course, now is trying to know the person, mm-hmm. right?
Sit at the dinner table with that person and their family and get to know them.
And so teams do that. We hear about it all the time in the annual event that is the Combine that's held here in Buffalo, right? That's a lot of teams' first opportunity to really sit down, really, really, really get to sit down and have honest discussions with what they see as maybe future players in their organization. And, you know, one of the kind of draft insiders that we often rely on is Chris Peters. And, you know, Chris said today, like, count the times you see joy in remembrance today. And what an incredible way to live and legacy to leave. And I think Chris Peters really put it into proper perspective today because, yes, we rightfully so try to reflect positively on anyone amidst circumstances like this. But like I said right off the start of the show, Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew earned these words by how they lived.
Yeah, the family released a statement, Duffer, and you know, I won't read the whole statement just because it's hard to read, but the first few lines are basically this. Last night we lost two husbands, two fathers, two sons, two brothers, two sons-in-law, two brothers-in-law, two nephews, two cousins, two family members, two teammates, two friends, but really two amazing humans. And that's really all you need to know. And it's two people, but it feels like 20 because they had all these different impacts on many others, different family members, different role in their family, different role in where they were in life. So that is very, very, very impactful when you read this.
Johnny Gaudreau passing at age 31, his brother Matthew at age 29 after an accident last night in New Jersey. We'll be back after this on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.